everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinway podcast in 10. Here I am with Chatterbox himself, Brockster.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Brock, you're getting your own little fans out there.
Yeah, maybe, I guess so.
You are. I had a message during the week that said, loving your podcast. Gee, Brock can talk. So, he's full of wisdom or something, it said. I can't remember something after that.
Okay.
Yeah, you
That's
try.
That's what happens when you hang out with Matt for long enough.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm just going to go a little bit from the heart on this one. Sometimes I take a few notes, sometimes I don't. This one is about letting go, and before everyone goes, oh, whatever. The letting go thing is like, I want to talk about it differently. Because when you really want something, you know when people say set a goal?
Yeah.
Yep. And then, like, how does that actually come about, though? So you sit there at the beginning of the year, you go, I'll write down the 10 things that I want, or one thing, or whatever, and you set a goal. So how does that actually happen?
Well, especially at the beginning of the year, I think it just happens because purely...
Brock, it doesn't matter what part of the year, mate. It's just any part of the year.
How does it happen? You just like something, and you picture your life to be happy when you're doing it, so that's what you want your life to be. So I guess that's how it comes about.
All right, we'll just finish the podcast there. Thanks. Yeah, but if you really think about it, like, you're writing down, I want whatever.
Yeah,
like I want to be number one. I want a new car, something like that. And then how do you actually get that to come into your world?
Because
everyone talks about goal setting like it's the solution.
Yeah.
But it's actually not a solution. It's the start. It gets the focus to go in a direction for what? A few minutes? I mean, I know people say look at your goals every day. That keeps your focus mainly sort of zeroed in, but the key to achieving those goals is letting them go. Like, almost, I'm going to tell you an example of this. I wrote a goal down about 7 years ago that I wanted to sell the most expensive property on the Central Coast. I might have already told you this, Brock. Have I?
I don't think so.
No, you weren't listening.
Maybe.
No. Okay, so I want to sell the most expensive property on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
And that I wrote it down, and that's what I was thinking about. That's what I wanted to do. So how do I actually make that happen? So do I go out and look for the most expensive property on the Central Coast? Do I go... What? How do I do that? And it was just the thing that I had in my mind. And this example is something that can be literally... what do you call it, like paralleled to any achievement in your life. So I did that, and I was working with clients, doing my thing. I wasn't obsessing over it, but I just wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I'd always be thinking about it. So remember, when you think about something a lot, you're vibrationally making the frequency stronger. Okay? So you're actually, the more thought you give to something, the more like the link... It's almost like the more magnetism it has to start being pulled into your world.
Okay.
And as, you know, years tick by, I had a client that built a house. That sort of found a block of land, built a house. Really wealthy guy. He said, come look at the house. And I had a look at it. Really nice. I said, what do you think it's worth? And I said, oh, maybe 4.5. And this is like maybe 6 years ago now. Six years ago.
Yeah.
And then we went to market... And it sold for 6.5.
Wow.
6.5. Mm. Way more than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought maybe 5.5 at the top end. So that guy who bought that property was Ian Norman, you know, Harvey Norman.
Okay.
It was the Norman of Harvey Norman.
Yeah.
A billionaire. He's just recently died. So he bought that house. So I didn't need to actually construct. I was already dealing with the client. I had no idea he was going to build the most expensive property on the coast.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even know Ian Norman.
Yes, so, exactly.
Nothing. But the vibration brought both of those circumstances into my world. But on top of that, I had to take great care of the client. Like, he's probably like one of my top clients, and he just rings me. Whatever I say, do this, he just does it. So we have that sort of relationship.
Yeah.
So doing my thing really well every day was part of that. That's what I could control. Then he built another house down on the beach down here. couple of years later, a few years later. I sold it maybe 2 years ago. And I just sold that for 7.1.
Yeah, right.
So that was the next high sale.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, later, I'd met a guy 5 years ago. And he owned a property. And I sort of stayed in touch with him a bit and just, you know, slowly. And I sold his property later. Just someone I took there 3 years before that.
Yeah.
And it all sort of just, the momentum around this sale, I sold that for 12 million.
Jeez. That's amazing.
So what I'm saying is, if I sat in my room obsessing over this highest sale price in the world thing on the Central Coast,
and
I was trying to manufacture my way there, I reckon I don't know if it would have had the same outcome. I reckon my vibration would have been very different. So I just knew that one day I was going to.
Yeah.
And I just had to be the best I can. But on top of that, I had to increase my vibration slowly so I became that agent.
100%.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, just having faith in the process and trusting it.
Yeah, well, trusting it, yeah. But also putting in the work.
Yeah.
And that work isn't just go out and work really hard. That's part of it. That's do your thing. But that's shifting your energy on the inside to become the agent of choice for me, because I do real estate.
Yeah.
So to become the agent of choice, to perfect what I'm doing, to build my profile so they want to deal with me.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. I really want to help people understand on this one. Letting go means what you said, knowing that it's going to happen at some point. Then you just forget about the thing.
Yeah.
Look at your goal if you want to, like always keep it in your mind, but don't obsess over it. Just keep it in your mind that you sort of know it's going to happen, build confidence around it, and then almost just to hand it over, like say, okay, that's cool, and then get down to each day.
Yeah.
And each day, you need to create a better version of you, you need to get healthier, you need to feed your mind with things that are going to uplift your energy, you need to work really hard, you need to get fit, you know, like you've got to take your body to a place that's getting better and better and better. Because if you're getting better and better and better and better and better each day, bit by bit, how much do I go to the gym?
Yeah, 30 minutes, that's all, 30 minutes a day.
30 minutes a day. Yeah. 30 minutes a day. People say to me all the time when I'm out there, gee, you're fit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how old are you? I'm like 46. They're like, wow, you're really fit.
Yeah.
You know, this in my work clothes and stuff. But 30 minutes a day. It's the consistency of slowly taking, and I don't go to the gym and just sort of half run, half walk on the treadmill. 400 calories, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
People text me sometimes when I put those things up, say, 400 calories in 30 minutes, not easy to do.
No.
I mean, it's not groundbreaking, but it's okay for me. Slowly. Go to work, prospect. Go to work, take care of people. Go to work, go to life, take care of your family. Kids, stuff, finances, wealth, business. Bit by bit each day. If you do that and you let go of your goal, I guarantee you it's going to come. It's like a girlfriend.
Yeah.
If you obsess over a girl and you obsess over her so much, your energy shifts.
Yeah.
It shifts. She doesn't want you.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you're nuts. Get away from me. You know, you're laughing because that's what you're doing at the moment. But it's not an easy thing to do when you're emotionally in it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're emotionally in it, there's momentum around it. To let go, you've got to have not much momentum. And it's almost you've got to shift it. You're smiling because I reckon you've got a girl issue at the moment. Have you?
Oh, yeah, this is just uncanny, really.
Have you?
What you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. Have you got a girl issue at the moment?
Yes, I do, boss.
Talk to me. What's going on?
What you just talking about then is just dead set what I need to do.
There you go. The angels told me to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, tell us about it. Are you chasing her?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? Do what you just said.
Yeah, okay.
Better myself every single day and then create that energy that she wants to be around or what the goal wants. Like, you attract success, in my opinion. Like, success or happiness isn't going to come to someone who's sad.
No.
Happiness is going to come to someone who's happy. That just makes sense.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. The happier you get, the better you feel, the more magnetism you have. Not just for the girl you want, Brockster.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she's going to come, but it's like, but for everything.
Yeah.
People want to deal with you. People want to be around
exactly.
you. Your energy is uplifting. And you become more attractive.
Yeah.
I'll finish on this. We're 10 minutes. I'll finish on this little story. I gave a talk a while ago somewhere, and I was feeling amazing, like amazing after it. Great talk. You know when you do a good one. Sometimes you do good ones, sometimes you do not so good ones, but
yes.
This one was like, everything was like, bang. And my energy was through the roof. And I mean, like, one, you just know your eyes sparkling. Yeah. I went through customs and put my bag through, and there was a girl on the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm not, no exaggeration.
Yeah.
I put my bag through, and she's staring at me, and she goes, she comes over, she goes, "You are really attractive." And I'm like, "Oh, thanks." And she just couldn't stop staring. Yeah. And I'm like, "Okay." And she was like, and I was like, I wasn't sure what to actually do. Like, as in, what do I say to her? Oh, thanks, you know, I don't know. And she was like, but it's an energy thing.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, yeah, Matt's looks like this. Mm-hmm. I knew my energy was through the roof, beaming out of me everywhere. I could feel it. If we can do that, like a volume in our lives, and like harness that energy force inside of us because we feel great, and it is about how you feel. If you're feeling amazing, just picture your energy going everywhere and calling all of those good things that you want into your life slowly, slowly, slowly. Do that enough and you will have everything you want.
Yeah.